Good evening. Last time I talked on the second paragraph of page 37. So I start third paragraph of the same page. Let me read one paragraph. Page 37, third paragraph. If you are resolute in your intention and are most sincere, you will vow to be more pure-hearted than the ancients and surpass even the elders in attentiveness. The appropriate manner of putting the mind of the way to work on this is to decide that even if the old masters got three coined and made a broth of coarse greens, now with the same three coins you will make a high quality cream soup. This is difficult to do. But why is that? The difference between the ancients and the people of today is as remote as that between heaven and earth. How could we ever stand even with them? However, when we attentively undertake this job, we can definitely surpass the old masters. This principle is a certainty that you still do not yet clearly understand, only because your thinking scatters like wild birds and your emotions scamper around like monkeys in the forest. If those monkeys and birds once took the backward step of inner illumination, naturally you would become integrated. This is a means whereby, although you are turned around by things, you can also turn things around. Being harmonious and pure like this, do not lose either the eye of oneness or the eye that discerns differences. Take one stalk of vegetable to make the 6-foot body of Buddha. Invite the 6-foot body to make one stalk of vegetable. This is the divine power that causes transformations and the Buddha work that benefits beings. This is a continuation of the last paragraph about the very important inner attitude we should keep when we work as Tenzo. In the previous paragraph, he said, we should see things not with our common eyes, but we should see things as Dharma eye or Buddha's eye. And here he's saying a little kind of interesting thing. He is saying, anyway, we have a competitive mind. How can we use this competitive mind for our practice? So first he said, if you are resolute in your intention and are most sincere, you will vow to be more pure-hearted than the ancient and surpass even the elders in attentiveness. So he said, instead of compete with the contemporaries or people around you, but we should compete with the ancient masters or elders. And this is kind of a tricky thing. I mean, interesting thing. So he said, when we really want to sincerely work as a Tenzo, you know, in order to develop or improve our ability to make better dishes, somehow we need to compete with ourselves or compete others. How can we use this? So competitive mind is, in a sense, to become better. And of course, in our Zazen, you know, we should let go of even that kind of, you know, aspiration to become better. Just be, you know, settle down right now, right here, without any competitive mind. But in our daily activities, like working in the kitchen, in order to become better, in this case better Tenzo, to make a better food, we need to use this competitive mind. What he said is we should not compete with people around us, but we should compete with ancient masters or elders. When we read or study about ancient masters, like from Koan stories, we studied at Chijishingi, Dogen Zenji collect many interesting stories about how ancient Chinese Zen masters work when they were in charge of various, you know, temple officers. So what Dogen is saying here is we should compete with those masters, you know, he mentioned in Chijishingi. I think because, you know, when we read about those ancient masters, you know, their mistake is not mentioned. You know, good point of those people are only good point or diligent work or successful work or sincere, you know, practice is mentioned in the story. So we cannot see the weak point of those people. I'm pretty sure on all of them has some weak point and strong point. And yet in the legend, only good point or strong point is remained. So in the history, you know, those people are already perfect. We cannot see any, you know, mistakes or weak point of those people. But when we see, you know, people around us, we can see, you know, even though that person is better Tenzo, but I'm better as I, you know, or that kind of things. We can see the, you know, strong point and weak point, or we can say this person did such a good job in certain time, but that person made you know, terrible mistakes. So the standard or yardstick of comparison or competition is not clear. So we have many excuses that, you know, as a Tenzo, that person is better, but I'm better than that person. In Japanese, we have a proverb that says, "Donguri no seikurabe." Donguri is acorn. And I tried to look up the dictionary what seikurabe is, but there's no such English word. Kurabe is competition or comparison, and se is tall. In Japan, children sometimes do, you know, competition of how tall they are. And, you know, acorn is, there might be some small acorn and big acorn, but from human point of view, not so different anyway. So when we compare ourselves with, you know, people around us, not so different anyway. But when we compare ourselves and compete with those ancient masters, no matter how diligent we work, it seems, you know, we see incompleteness of our work. But in the stories, they are already perfect. So no matter how much effort we make and try to do our best, still they are already perfect. So no matter how far we go, how high we go up, still there's some, you know, space to go, to go up. This is in another expression, kōjō. Sometimes Dogen uses butsu kōjō. Kōjō, I usually translate going beyond. We're going beyond, and going beyond Buddha. So, you know, our practice is always going beyond. We cannot say, we cannot stay one place and now I'm okay, I'm perfect. When we compare with those ancient people, it seems they are greater than us. The more we get closer, we see how tall they are, like when we see mountain or trees from far away, we don't see those trees or mountains that so high. But when we get closer to the tree, we see how high the tree is or how high the mountain is. So the more we get closer, we see, you know, how tall or how great they are. In this competition, there's no end, and we are always loser. But this is important. This is same as, you know, the taking a bodhisattva, four bodhisattva vows. You know, when we take, you know, those four vows, obviously there's no end. You know, sentient beings are numberless, we vow to free them. So no matter how much we make effort, still it's not perfect or complete. So we keep going. And that is, you know, one of the way we can use this competitive mind to go even one step further. The appropriate manner of putting the mind of the way. Mind of the way is, as Dogen used, Dogen Zenji often used translation of Do-shin, mind or heart of the way, Dao-shin or Do-shin in Japanese. And in this case, this Do, Dao, is a translation of Sanskrit word body, awakening. But this is a translation of bodhicitta. Chinese Buddhist translate some Sanskrit words into Chinese using a Taoist word such as Dao. And somehow they thought, you know, Buddha's awakening is same as Dao. I don't know. To me, it's different. In Japanese, we also use, instead, bodhi-shin, bodhicitta, body-mind, or do-shin as a kind of equivalent. So how we can put our mind of the way or bodhicitta into work? On this is to decide that even if the old masters got three coins and made a broth of coarse greens, it's a tiny amount of money, and made a broth of coarse greens, means not delicious or fancy, you know, food. But now with the same three coins, you will make a high quality cream soup. So you should try to make better dish than the ancient masters using the same amount of money, same small amount of money. Of course, Dogen says this is difficult to do because you know, value of money is always going down. Well, that is not only the reason. He says another reason. The difference between the ancient and people of today is as remote as that between heaven and earth. How could we ever stand even with them? In Buddhism, not only in Buddhism, but in China and Japan, history is very important. In Buddhism, it said the time of Shakyamuni is the best time. And after that, after Buddha's death, this world is getting worse. It says there are three times first 500 years is called the age or period of Shobo or True Dharma. And next 500 or 1000 is called imitation Dharma or fake Dharma. In the first period, there are Buddha's teaching and people who practice the teaching, and it's possible to attain enlightenment. But in the second period, 500 or 1000 years, there are Buddha's teaching remains and people practice, but no one attain enlightenment. And the last Dharma is in Japanese called Mappo. In this period, only teaching remains. No one practice, no one attain enlightenment. And in Japan, people believed that the final Dharma, Mappo, started 1052. So 150 years before Dogen was born. Japanese people thought the age of last Dharma started. So practice studying Dharma and practice doesn't work. That was the reason, you know, Pure Land Buddhism became very popular in Japanese society. Many people in Japan at that time thought, you know, it doesn't work to practice. But Dogen Zenji was one of the very few people who was against this idea. He's teaching that practice and enlightenment are one. In a sense, that means even if we are living within this, you know, the age of last Dharma, if we practice, enlightenment is there. So he said enlightenment is possible if we practice, and if we have this sincere mind, sincere aspiration to practice, and if we practice sincerely, wholeheartedly, in the way, you know, ancient masters, Buddhas and ancestors have been practicing, enlightenment is within that practice. That is the meaning of Dogen's teaching to those people who lived in this age. So people lived and practice in this age must be much better than people lived in this age. That is the idea, you know, what he's saying. What Dogen said here, you know, people in the ancient times must be greater than people today, came from that kind of view of the history. So it's difficult to, you know, do the better job than the ancient masters. However, he said, however, he's always saying however. He said, you know, definitely we can do the better job than old masters. This principle is a certainty that you still do not yet clearly understand. So he said, there is a reason or a principle that we can. If we do our best, if we work with a sincere heart, there's no reason we cannot do better job than the ancient masters. So there is possibility, and this is certain, but we don't really understand. Only because, he said, only because your thinking scatters like wild birds, and your emotions scamper around like monkeys in the forest. He said, it's because of the condition of our mind. This wild birds has some explanation. In the text, originally written copy by hand, the original text said it's a bird. It said yacho. But we usually read this instead of bird. We make correction of the original text not written by Dogen, but copied by someone as Ya Ba. But this Ba, Ya Ba means horse, wild horse instead of wild bird. But in this translation, we use bird because Taigen liked birds better in this case, to as a kind of a description of our condition of our mind. You know, this word bird means not only one bird, but on the trees, there are many birds are staying, and if when something happened, you know, all birds, you know, start to fly at the one time, you know, all toward all the direction. That kind of condition. But commonly in Japan, we use it as a ba, wild horse. And if this is wild horse, there are two possibilities. One is a real wild horse. That is a, you know, that is a wild horse, you know, running around in the great plain, like in Mongolia. You know, they are wild and they are very, have a lot of energy, and they move around this way or that way so quickly. That is the image of our kind of a condition or image of our mind always moving around, you know, without any direction. But there is another meaning or usage of this expression Yaba. It's not really the wild horse as animal, but this came from Chinese classic Chuang Tzu, one of the most famous Taoist philosopher with Lao Tzu and Chuang Tzu. In the text of Chuang Tzu, this expression appeared Yaba, and yet it's not real actual animal running on the ground. But this is a kind of a image of mirage. No matter how fast we try to chase after the mirage, mirage always go ahead. So it's like a horse. We cannot never, you know, catch up with mirage. So this is can be another, you know, symbol or description of another kind of our mind conditions. It's not really there, but somehow it's moving around and we cannot really get it, but somehow it's always there. So all those three images works, you know, I think, to describe, you know, our mental condition of, you know, we don't really focus on what we are doing. In the case of Tenzo, like cutting vegetables or washing dishes or washing rice, then we cannot focus on one thing wholeheartedly. Our mind is, you know, like a bird, you know, flying without any particular directions, or the horse, it's moving too fast without any direction again, and yet it has a lot of energy. And if it's a mirage, it is, you know, its mind has no actual substance, but it's already moving, and if we try to get it, it escapes. So we cannot really focus on this job we are doing, because our mind is, you know, somehow moving around like a bird or a horse or a mirage. And another expression is monkeys in the forest. They are also always moving around, you know, jumping around on the trees, from tree to trees. Only because your thinking scatters like wild birds or horse or mirage, and your emotions camper around like monkeys in the forest. So he doesn't only discuss about the result, that is, you know, coarse soup and the cream soup, but he's discussing the quality of work. If we work with, you know, scattering mind, or being one with what we are doing, that is a difference, and we can compete with ancient masters about this attitude, how we do our work, our attitude toward the work. And here Dogen, I think Zenji is saying very important thing about the working in the kitchen, and this is not only working in the kitchen, but working in anywhere. Said, if those monkeys and birds or horse or mirage once took the backward step of inner illumination, naturally you would become integrated. This took the backward step of inner illumination is Taiho Hensho. If you are familiar with Fukanza Zengi, or the universal recommendation of Zazen, Dogen Zenji used the same expression about our Zazen. It's translated as turn the light inward and illuminate the self. That is my translation in Fukanza Zengi, of Fukanza Zengi. Turn the light. Our light or our attention is always going out and try to check out what are they and make evaluation. But we should turn that light, which is always trying to go outside, turn toward inside and illuminate the self. Another next one, naturally you would become integrated. This expression, become integrated, is Da Jo Ippen. This is also very important Zen expression, and this is also about our Zazen. And Dogen Zenji used this expression Da Jo Ippen in the older version of Kanza Zengi. The version we usually read is a final version. He wrote at least three versions. And the first version, the version he wrote the year he came back to Japan from China, that version was lost, is lost, so we cannot see it. But his own handwriting of Kanza Zengi, or the second version, remains. And the, you know, the scroll in my office is a copy of his handwriting of Fukanza Zengi. So it's still there. And it's of course, it's a photocopy, but the original of that writing by Dogen himself is a national treasure of Japan. Anyway, the version we usually read is a third version. We don't know when he wrote. But I'm pretty sure it was later than Tenzo Kyokun. So when Dogen Zenji wrote Tenzo Kyokun, I think Fukanza Zengi, they used the second version of Fukanza Zengi. So both Taiho Hensho and Dajo Ippen are there in Fukanza Zengi. So to me it's important. He used exactly the same expression to describe his Zazen practice and his work, or Tenzo's work in the kitchen. So practice in the Zendo and working in the kitchen is exactly the same thing. To me, you know, this sentence, if those monkeys and birds, or a horse, or a mirage, once took the backward step, inner illumination, and naturally you would become integrated, means become one piece with your work. if the tendo is cutting the vegetable, that become one, in this case, not thinking inside of ourselves, that is included, but also the person cutting the vegetables and the vegetables and the knife become one piece. If we practice or work with this attitude, our, you know, work in the kitchen is also not different from our zazen in our zendo. For example, in our kitchen and cutting the vegetables, if there's no separation between person and the vegetables and the knife, then and it works as one piece, I think that is samadhi. Next sentence. This is a means whereby, although you are turned around by things, you can also turn things around. This is also important. In Surangama Sutra, there is a sentence such as, all sentient beings have lost themselves and follow after things, and they have lost their original mind and being turned around by things. When we separate ourselves and interact with those things, this self is lost. That is the point of this story, and also Fat Dogen is saying here, when we do things as samadhi, and there is no such separation, but every subject, in a sense, subject and object, or person who is cutting and the vegetable and knife are working together. So, person and things working together. That is what he's saying. In that sutra, it said, people have lost their original mind and being turned around by things. So, in this statement, being turned around things, following, chasing after things, or following after things, and being turned around by things is a negative thing. But Fat Dogen's saying is a little different. He said, we are turned by the things, and at the same time, we turn the thing. This turning, being turned by the things and turn the things happening at the same time. And this become one, you know, total function or zenki. And this idea, Dogen's idea came from Huinan's statement or sayings about the Lotus Sutra. One of his students said, I chant Lotus Sutra thousand times, but I don't understand. So the person asked Huinan about the meaning of the Lotus Sutra. And Huinan said, when your mind is deluded, you are turned by the Lotus Sutra. And when your mind is enlightened, you turn the Lotus Sutra. So, in the case of Huinan's statement, there are two kind of conditions. One condition is we are turned by the Lotus Sutra, or we turned the Lotus Sutra. You know, this is the same idea of, you know, Joshua said, 24 hours. We are used by 24 hours. Or those common people are used by 24 hours, but I use 24 hours. But in the case of Dogen, he integrated these two conditions into one. And in Shobo Genzo Hokke Ten Hokke, he said, I'm turned by the Lotus Sutra, nor I turn the Lotus Sutra, but altogether, Lotus Sutra turns the Lotus Sutra. So the separation between I and Lotus Sutra disappeared. But, you know, this become one total function. Lotus Sutra and the person studying or reading or chanting the Lotus Sutra become one. And in the case of Tenzo, you know, the vegetables and person cutting the vegetables become one. Tenzo is a very important position, not because they need food, but because this is really important practice, important and meaningful practice. And I think this is very unique teaching in Buddhism, you know. I mean, unique Buddhism in Zen. Other traditional Buddhism doesn't put so much emphasis on working. Of course, you know, working is prohibited by Vinaya for Indian monks. So working is not really essential practice, even though they do some work. But in Zen tradition, at least, you know, working is really essential teaching, essential practice. And if this doesn't work, you know, Buddha's teaching doesn't work. Next sentence. Being harmonious and pure like this, do not lose either the eye of oneness or the eye that discerns differences. Dogen's expression, this is one eye and two eyes. One eye referred to, you know, there is something like eye on Buddha's forehead. This eye see the absolute reality without any discrimination. And two eyes means the eyes we see the difference between this and that, good and bad, right or wrong, within in this context or within this condition. The mind which sees the what is the right thing for me as a Tenzo right now, right here, to cook this food and offer to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So Tenzo needs to have both one eye, one absolute eye, and two eyes which can see differences. Take one stalk of vegetable to make the 6-foot body of Buddha. Invite the 6-foot body to make one stalk of vegetable. This is the divine power that causes transformations and the Buddha work that benefit beings. This expression, one stalk of vegetable and 6-foot body of Buddha, appeared in the various in the previous paragraph, I think. Yeah, page 37, second sentence of paragraph 2. Pick a single blade of grass and erect a sanctuary for the Jewel King. Enter a single atom and turn the great wheel of the teaching. Little different, but basically the same. This particular expression about one stalk of vegetable and 6-foot body of Buddha came from this book, Brook Record. You know, he, you know, pick up all those expressions from them literature, but he doesn't say where he get it. So we have to study. And it's from the case number 8 of the Blue Cliff Record. If you have the text, I recommend you to read the entire text. You may find very interesting thing. Anyway, this expression appear in the pointer or introduction of this koan, Three Yen's Eyebrows. This is a little long, but not so difficult. So just let me just read it. If we understand this koan, you can make use of it on the road. On the road means in our daily lives. Like a dragon reaching the water, like a tiger in the mountains. Dogen took this expression and used in the Afkanza Zengi. So it originally came from Brookleaf Record. And if you don't understand, then the worldly truth will prevail. Worldly truth is this conventional, you know, relative truth. And you will be like a ram, like a sheep, caught in a fence. That means you cannot move. Like a fool watching over a stump, waiting for a rabbit. This also from a story appeared in Chuan Tzu. There's someone who is working on making the vegetable garden or something in the forest, and he cut the tree, and one day he saw a rabbit came out from the woods and hit himself on the stump and fainted. So he could get the rabbit, and so he found, you know, this is a good thing. So he stopped working, making the vegetable garden, but waiting for next rabbit to come out. If we don't understand, then the worldly truth will prevail. Then we are like this foolish person, waiting for next rabbit and hit the stump. Sometimes a single phrase is like an iron crouching on the ground. It's powerful and yet very quiet. Sometimes a phrase is like the diamond king's jewel sword, very sharp sword to cut into things, into pieces. That means discrimination. Sometimes a phrase cut off the tongues of everyone on earth. That means we have to keep silent. And sometimes a phrase follows the waves and pursues the current. That means moving around freely. If you make use of it on the road, first case, when you meet with a man of knowledge, you distinguish what's appropriate to the occasion. You know what's right and what's wrong, and together you witness each other's illumination. So you can work together with one as with other beings. Where the worldly truth prevails, this is not necessarily a bad thing or a negative thing. One who has the single eye, you know, the single eye is same single eye with Dogen's Tenzo Kyokun. One who has a single eye can cut off everything in the 10 directions and stand like a mile high wall. Therefore, it is said, when the great function is same as, you know, total function. Great function appears, it does not keep to any fixed standards. This is also a very famous expression. And sometimes we take a blade of grass and use it as the 16-foot golden body of Buddha. Sometimes we take the 16-foot golden body of Buddha and use it as a blade of grass. So, both sides. This also means each and every concrete thing Tenzo can use day to day. And Buddha is something absolute or universal. You know, we use something universal or Buddha's body as a food we eat, grain or stalk of vegetables, and when Tenzo cook the vegetables and offer to the Buddha, you know, this, you know, help Buddha to continue to be Buddha. So both things are working together. That is the meaning of this expression. So this is so-called great function or total function, self and this entire world or things we encounter working together. When we not only working in the kitchen, but sometimes we feel, not feel, but we experience, you know, this oneness with all beings when we are really mindful and really be there, really intimate with what I'm doing, you know, me and, in this case, I'm a speaker and your listeners. Sometimes I feel there's no separation between speaker and listeners. Sometimes I feel, you know, these people don't understand. that person, you know, looks sleepy. But then sometimes I really feel, you know, these people allow me to speak. Of course, that is true. You know, without listeners, I cannot be a speaker. So this is one function, one work. It's really important to be intimate and one with, you know, what I'm doing. It is samadhi. And Dogen finally said, this is a divine power that causes transformations. You know, this practice of oneness, wholehearted practice, being one with things we work together, he said, is a divine power. It's, I think you know those divine power. In Buddhism, there are six divine powers we can attain through meditation practice. That is what is said in Indian Buddhism. But in Chinese, especially Zen, said our day-to-day lives, like carrying the water, and making the firewood, is divine power. So our day-to-day activities, which has nothing special, is a divine power. When someone is in need to serve something, you know, good for that person, this is divine power. Somehow we can see the need of that person. That means we are one. We are working as one. And this is the Buddha work that benefit all beings, both person and things. The person is working together. Or the Tenzo and who receive the food cooked by the Tenzo. Or in this case, the speaker and people listen to my talk. Okay, thank you very much.